Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Base po sa inyong karanasan bilang senior immigration advisor, gaano na po ba talaga kalaki yung pinagbago ng migration policies?
Actually, at the moment, Australian immigration policies are leaning towards putting migrants in regional areas.
Oh.
And getting permanent visas recently, since 2018, had become a lot more complicated and more difficult. Kasi ang nangyayari is, kukonti yung mga tinatanggap na migrants ng Australia, yung mga ini-invite for permanent visa, and malaki yung number ng mga applicants who's wanting to get permanent residency in Australia. Kaya kumbaga, napaka-competitive ngayon ng pag-a-apply ng permanent visa.
Parang ang bilis po. Grabe, I mean, that's just a short time frame we're looking at. Like from 2018 to 2019, bakit ganun kabilis magbago?
Immigration policies naman talaga can change anytime. And it can be really quick. Kaya ang immigration law is very dynamic. What you learned yesterday might not be relevant today. Kaya like us, migration agents, we have to do a lot of CPD trainings and update our knowledge para dun sa mga bagong batas na ini-implement nila. It can be really complicated kasi halimbawa sa isang visa subclass, you have to look at a lot of legislations.
Right.
Na dapat tingnan mo lahat ng mga maliliit na detalye kasi kapag may na-miss ka na important details, it can cause your client's visa refusal. Kaya medyo mahirap. It's very important na alam mo yung mga upcoming changes talaga. At saka finding a way for your client to be able to navigate yung path para maging permanent resident.
Kasi diba sa bansa natin, sa Pilipinas, usually, bago maglabas ng life-changing or game-changing legislation, maingay yan. Or merong may mga bumubula, why, we're expecting, you know, such and such change. Dito po ba, ganun din? Or is it something na wala nang bulo? Magugulat ka na lang, wow, they released it.
Sometimes they do, pero you can also change it without a lot of warnings. Like halimbawa, nung November 2019, yung exemption sa English for yung mga naka-working visa. Before kasi pag naka 457 ka at you're doing transitional stream, hindi mo kailangang makapasa sa English test as long as you meet yung 5 years na higher education studies. Meaning halimbawa, kung ikaw ay Pilipino, graduate ka sa Pilipinas ng high school at saka at least second year college, pwede kang ma-exempt sa English requirements.
Okay.
Kasi mode of English, ang mode of instruction sa Pilipinas is in English.
That's right.
And then, all of a sudden, biglang nawala yun nung November. So, pagdating ng November 16, kailangan i-lodge na namin yung mga applicants namin na nagsisik ng exemption at hindi kayang pumasa sa English test.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walang warning yon.
Walang warning.
Yes.
Okay. And how about yung mga sa iba po na may pabulong or may pasabi? Are you able to, you know, kind of prepare for any eventuality?
Like, sometimes, halimbawa, at the beginning of yung financial year, sometimes they would give information na, okay, ang policies ng government will be leaning towards putting migrants in regional areas and yung pag-aalis ng pathway for permanent residency. Kumbaga, mas madaling permanent residency sa mga naka-working visas at ibang skilled na migrants at student. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, dinidiscuss nila yon sa mga talks. Pero, you will only know the fine details kapag lumabas na yung legislation. You have to lodge the application hanggat qualified yung client mo kasi minsan, apektado sila nung changes sa law. So, kapag dinelay mo yung application, hindi yan sila mag-qualify. Like, halimbawa, paano kung hindi makapasa sa English test yung client mo. And a lot of applicants, minsan kahit ilang try na sa English test, hindi pa rin nila ma-reach yung proper score.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.